from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, one thing I think we all learned today was that the fifth-year option is something we all sign up for.
Man, oh man.
That's what John Lynch said at one point today during his press conference with the media. He and Kyle Shanahan talked today. A lot of it was about Brandon Ayuk. No resolution. I didn't hear anything that led me to believe the sides are close. Brandon Ayuk will report to camp according to some reports, but we'll see if he's actually going to practice or not.
Man. And I'll tell you what, when he said that disclaimer, Lynch, he didn't just say it when they met back in May. It sounded like a guy that's so exhausted of trying to get this done, Steiny, knowing said player Brandon Ayuk wants a certain amount of money that they can't meet. And he kind of, that's when he threw it in, like, it is what it is. That's how it came across to me. If I got to resort to telling you, dude, you're under contract, I'm going to do it, and he did it in that fashion.
Yeah, what did you hear, 49er fans, at 888-957-9570? Are you more worried, less worried? Is this business as usual regarding Brandon Ayuk? Do you still think something will get done before the season, just like it did with Bosa, Debo, and George Kittle? Let's go to Austin. Austin's in the city. What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, nothing much, man. Hey. Man, they trying to play Brandon Ayuk, man. They need to hurry up and get this man their money. They gave everybody else their money. And not only that, I feel like he's just as good as Jefferson. You got to look at how many quarterbacks he done been through his rookie year. And he got set back, too, by Shanahan for being in the doghouse. The man putting up numbers just for us being a run team first. Like, come on, imagine we were the run team first and Debo wasn't in the backfield and those targets are going to Brandon Ayuk. He's matching up with Jefferson. Really think about that. What's our thing?
Yeah. Well, clearly the 49ers don't think he's Justin Jefferson.
Exactly. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. I've told you ad nauseum, Stoudy, if Brandon was in Dallas or anywhere where they threw the ball more, he would put up those numbers. But I just feel like I'm speaking for Brandon. He's like, cool, I'm not going to get those type of numbers, but pay me like you know I could. Put me in their bracket. And CD might eclipse Jefferson. I wouldn't be shocked. I'm just saying, Stan, like it's on the table. Will that help Brandon? But to watch dudes get their chicken, Debo didn't have to do that. Bosa didn't have to do that. Warner, I know it's everything's different, the timing, but that's got to be eating it, Brandon.
You know, I think you could make another argument than the one you said. And I think you could take the exact opposite. When you say, if Brandon Ayuk were in another system, he could put up the numbers that the big boys put up.
Yeah.
I don't know. As a team's, the thing is while he may be the wide receiver number one for the 49ers, he's still their third option, or at least their second option.
So you're saying would he be the one somewhere
maybe
else? Could he get loose like
exactly
that?
Exactly. Now, I'm not saying he would or wouldn't, but I think there's two ways to look at it, that if Brandon Ayuk didn't have McCaffrey to lean on and maybe didn't have Debo to lean on, maybe he wouldn't be an elite receiver like Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb, et cetera.
Donnie, they're looking at it like, hey, we love you, but just not like you love yourself.
That's what it sounds like. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Kelly, or is it Kells in Carolina?
What's up? Yeah, it's Kells in Carolina.
Hey, Kells, what's up, man?
Yeah. What's going on? So I was enjoying your rejoin music, and I was just thinking, I wonder if they're sitting in the office and thinking, I'm sorry, Miss Ayuk, your man ain't getting paid. I was just listening to that song. That's the theme that... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I need Goo to help me on that one.
No, that was the rejoin music.
Jackson.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Outcast.
Yeah, so, exactly. So I do believe they prioritize him, but I feel they had to doghouse Brandon just to get him to prioritize the 49ers and his work ethic. So that already put him in the doghouse. Plus, he's not an inner circle guy. He's kind of quiet, and those guys never get paid first. Sometimes they never get paid. If we had won the Super Bowl this past year, Brandon would have been gone, period. So,
would have been gone.
I think he would have been gone. I mean, if he was raising his stink about getting paid and everything
right,
for this fifth year. So, I mean, it's up in the air. He could get traded any day or, you know, make a franchise pack.
Let me ask you this. How big of a hit would it be for the Niners offense? We had a caller a while ago said the Rams are going to win the division. How big of a deal, if he were not on this offense, do you think it would be to the offense?
I don't believe in any other team but the Niners. You see saying these other teams are coming. I think we're already here. So I'm not worried about any other team. I believe Brandon could be replaced. I think the Niners wouldn't put themselves in a situation knowing they need to win a Super Bowl where they didn't have a suitable replacement. And if they don't, they're keeping Brandon. So, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be either or. They're going to find a suitable replacement or they're keeping him. If Brandon will sit, I don't think he would do that and lose out on that money. So I think we're going to be okay. He's going to go full bore because he still wants to get paid next year in free agency. So I think we're in good shape.
Appreciate the call, Kels.
Steiny, before you, is there anybody that would call 888-957-9570 and think that Brandon's going to play this year out on the fifth-year option? Like, I think that's off the – now I'm just – everything like, that's not going to happen. Do you believe so?
I just know that John Lynch said – the fifth-year option is something we all sign up for.
Wow.
As a first-round pick.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting, though. Here's Kyle Shanahan on what Brandon Ayuk perhaps not practicing would mean.
Anytime don't get a practice like you're used to, the NFL season's real hard. So anytime you don't really get to prepare the right way in training camp, it's a challenge for all those players. And the tons of players have gone through it. Some have bigger challenges than others. Each one's different. You know, I don't remember Debo missing much. I think we got him done the first couple days, from what I remember. Bosa, just, you know, the way a D lineman is, I think it's a little bit different. But then getting in football shape, no matter how hard you work out, it's tough. It's tough to catch up throughout the season. So both of those guys have their individual experiences with it. It never helps. But it's something that's not a new thing, something you got to deal with.
Not a new thing.
Well, practice matters. We saw that with Debo when he held out. He didn't have the best year, Bosa last year. Steiny, it's so easy for me to say this. I don't want anybody that doesn't want to be around. And I don't think it's good for camaraderie when Brandon, if you make him play and you use the franchise tag, people think these guys are robots, but it's not good for anybody. And it's easy for me to sit up here and say it, but if they feel like they drafted Pearsall because they could, Ayuk or Debo is expendable, and I thought it was Ayuk. I thought a deal would have been done by now, and then this offseason after this season would be when you could pick, hey, Debo, we're moving you. But maybe they're not high on Brandon like I thought.
Yeah, to me, this is always one of those things where it depends on your point of view. So Brandon Ayuk, it's clear the 49ers want him, would love to have him come back and play for $14 million. Okay, so
you love him then?
Well, no.
At 14?
No, my approach is, how do you feel about it? Meaning, are you a fan that says, well, look, if he mopes, or he doesn't want to play for $14 million, or it affects his play, or he's just not happy about it, it's easy then to say, well, see, that's why you don't pay the guy $26, $28, $30 million, because he's the kind of player who lets what's going on off the field and lets money distract him. On the other hand, there's a very real point of view that says, pay the guy his respect, give him his money, and then he comes in and runs through brick walls for you. I think each case is different, but I understand both points of view. And now it's completely up to Brandon Ayuk. He will report, according to Ian Rapoport of NFL Network. And so I think the thing we would look for next is whether or not he's going to practice. But I would be surprised if he practices. But I don't know. I don't know where he's at right now in terms of what his next strategy is going to be.
You know what? And I want to just put this in a stratosphere, because I know how you think and you play D3, but they had all league then. And everything I know from sports, even in high school, that's a big deal. There's prestige and honor in making all league, whatever. Bottom line is, if you beam down from Mars and you hadn't seen Ayuk play football, which I have, you have, Carter has, we all have, I know how good he is. But if you weren't able to watch him and you looked on paper, I know this is not up your alley, Stoney, but this is a fact. Dude made all pro second team in a league with 31 other teams and however many receivers. He made all pro second team. And it's kind of weird that a guy with those accolades or that accolade, and plus the opportunity to watch him play, is having this tough time getting his chicken from a team.
Well, I'm sure Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch would tell you that that evaluation by the media is one evaluation of him, but it doesn't matter. What matters is the way the 49ers evaluate Brandon Ayuk. Because they're the ones that have to pay him. They have to decide how important he is to them. And the only thing that I would question is John Lynch essentially saying that they prioritized Brandon Ayuk because they started the process extremely early. Well, you can start the process extremely early, but if you're not serious about getting anything done, well, then we really know it wasn't a priority. And we look at what the 49ers did with Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey was a priority.
Like Bosa was.
Bosa was a priority.
So I need to check myself
Debo
for even
Samuel
saying if would
was
Brandon be mad hearing John Lynch talk about Bosa in a different light than Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you shouldn't.
Let's hear more from John Lynch. This is on whether or not the wide receiver market is affecting the negotiations.
No, I wouldn't say that. And I'm not going to get into the specifics. I think there's a privacy that is earned. And, you know, I always go back to, I didn't like my business being aired out. So I'm not going to get into the specifics. There's certainly markets that happen and developments that happen that affect. But, you know, we also have our own roster. And like I said, we've rewarded a lot of players. So things do get more challenging. You know, we put our best foot forward. But both sides have to come to agreement. We haven't been able to do that yet. And so where that goes, we'll see.
So if I put my best foot forward, I'm saying, or subliminally, that you hadn't.
You can read into that.
Wow. So he's basically asking for too much.
John Lynch said we put our best foot forward.
Now, Ayuk will talk to anybody that'll listen. I do wonder when he reports the first microphone in his face, where's he going with it?
I wonder if he'll even talk to the media if he's not practicing.
Well,
I don't know how
this tour he's done this summer. I got to believe, Stani, if the microphone works, just go up and ask him.
Let's go to Vegas Rob. What's up, Vegas Rob? How you doing, man?
What's up, y'all, man? I'm out here burning up in this heat.
Hang in there.
Man, so look, I think everybody, you know, I think when it comes, we got to be reality about this. I think when it comes down to it, you know, we want to take up for the players, but you know what I'm saying? It's like on every level, you know what I'm saying? When money is being involved, we don't think Shanahan and Lynch look at the stuff that we look at. And look,
right.
They seen this Kansas City team at the beginning of the season. They watching them. They see them drop balls all at the beginning of the season and then come back and win the Super Bowl against y'all again.
Mm.
Ain't nobody making Ayuk money over there. See, that's what makes it hard. When these players go play and they ain't making the money, the hungry players play, they go and they put out and they bring back results. And that's hard. Look at Bosa. They just paid Bosa. Bosa got juked on that play, that corn dog play. Go look at it again. Dude, the play's way over there. You ran in on Mahomes, and they are way over there. And they threw the ball in, and he won. Like, you got juked, dude. He went straight in. That's what I'm saying. You just paid this dude. So, of course, I understand that when it comes to, man, you know, got to pay this dude. You know what I'm saying? Dude, why are we paying you so much when you ain't putting out? That's all I got, man. Love the show.
Yeah, thanks, Vegas, you. Rob. Yeah. Stay cool, man. Yes, stay in that air conditioning down in Vegas. Mm-hmm. What do you think it is in Vegas right
about
now?
About 106.
Oh, that's not that bad.
I left SAC this morning. It was 720. It was 82 degrees at 720.
Oh, pleasant.
No, that's too hot.
Oh, 82 is fine.
No, but it's going to 101.
No, I think it's
going to
stay at 82 today.
No, it's not. Anyway, hey, I got a request.
Oh.
You got to play the. Do you? I don't know if you have it on the board.
I know. You're so infatuated with the little ticky tap.
No, this was a coach saying basically, you make stuff up.
I will. I will play that. I do want to play. Let me just play the Lynch thing one more time, just because there was something that
I want to hear it again.
There was something that caught my ear, and I want to make a comparison to something.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. And I, I'm not going to get into the specifics. I think there's a privacy that is earned. And, you know, I always go back to, I didn't like my business being aired out. So I'm not going to get into the specifics. There's certainly markets that happen and developments that happen that affect. But, you know, we also have our own roster. And like I said, we've rewarded a lot of players. So things do get more challenging. You know, we put our best foot forward. But both sides have to come to agreement. We haven't been able to do that yet. And so where that goes, we'll see.
Yeah, that's the part that I found interesting. John Lynch makes a point of saying that we have rewarded a lot of players here. And because of that, that does make it more challenging to come to an agreement with a guy who wants big money.
That's where we're at, Stani.
That's exactly where we're at.
The timing was horrible for you, Brandon.
And I think
that's why I feel like it's where we're at.
I understand that Klay Thompson's a different player than Brandon Ayuk, but I think they're both having the same experience. The two teams that they wanted to re-up with, or they want to re-up with, aren't willing to pay them what they think they deserve. And the Warriors will tell you that we didn't do Klay Thompson's deal because we had to get under the second apron. And the 49ers are telling you we have to be real careful about paying Brandon Ayuk because we've paid so many players before him, and it does make it more challenging.
But it's twofold to that. It's two sides to that, Stani. Klay let us in his world and let us know that he took that out on the court. My fear is, could Brandon, if nothing gets done, could Brandon do the same? And he would only be human.
Or will he play at all?
I mean,
sitting out a whole season is a big deal.
And you lose service time. So now you're talking about a lot of, you know what I mean?
All right, here you go.
Oh, God, give it to us.
Guru picking the one soundbite that involves two people rather than all the stuff. But okay.
Yay!
Here you go. This is a little exchange between Grant Cohn and Kyle Shanahan. I'm going to play it, and then you got to tell
me. Did you catch it in real time, or you just dismissed it?
Okay. I caught it.
All right.
But I'm interested. You better be able to go somewhere with this.
Yeah.
Take a listen. Mm-hmm.
Debo requested a trade a couple years ago. You were asked why you were confident it would work itself out, and you said that you have a personal relationship with him, and you hadn't even talked to him yet. Why are you confident that you can work things out with Ayuk if things get bumpy?
I mean, I don't remember exactly, and knowing you, I don't know if I exactly said that.
Knowing you, I don't know if I exactly said that.
And Grant's our guy. We see him in Vegas. Donnie's cool, but I Kyle didn't have to do him. Yeah, he didn't have to do him like that. You're telling the world, yeah, you make stuff up. That's all. That was a bazooka. That wasn't a stray. That was a bazooka.
Well, and I also hear that Kyle Shanahan's not a big fan of Grant Cohn's direct questions, which he learned from his dad, quite frankly.
Lowell
was great at asking direct questions. And
second time around, it didn't sound as harsh.
That's
he might have even been playing one of those times.
I think he was.
All right.
I think he was.
All right.
888-957-9570 is the number. And John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, talk to the media. Training camp starts tomorrow. First practice, Brandon Ayuk said to report. He will report. We'll see if he practices or not. And we'll just get into all this sound because there's a lot here. John Lynch was asked about Ricky Pearsall, who right now is on the PUP list for a non-football injury. How serious is that?
I think we feel pretty confident he's in a good place. We kind of work in blocks. Our thought is that he misses the first block and then, on that second block, but we're not going to put him out there. That's on our trainers, our performance staff, and we won't put him out there too early.
Yeah, and then Kyle Shanahan added to that Pearsall's likely to miss the first four practices. They'll have a day off, and then they hope to get him out there next Monday for the second block, which is a three-day block.
You could ask me, hey, Goo, and we'll get into it. I know before the season starts, we got a while, even tomorrow, while we're down there. But you talk about intrigue. I want to see how much impact Ricky Pearsall has as a rookie wide receiver, because I can't remember one having a big impact. But on top of that, he's got... I'm assuming Ayuk's a Niner and he's in uniform. How he'll be utilized, Donnie? But what did we hear all offseason? Spring. Man, Ayuk's nowhere around. Pearsall's, getting that rapport, developing that rapport with Brock Purdy. Now it's kind of not go time, but, we'll see how long this thing goes. Yeah. Hopefully it's just 4 days and nothing.
Yeah. Jeff Darlington is an ESPN reporter. Take a listen to what he made of the entire Ayuk situation, though this was before the Shanahan-Lynch press conference.
Ayuk has requested a trade. Do you think there's any sense that San Francisco ultimately honors that?
No, I honestly don't. I don't see a world where San Francisco sends him off, especially at this point when they're entering into a year when they believe they have a championship caliber roster. I know that sounds like maybe a point you'd make if you're the team when it comes to negotiating and leverage with a wide receiver or a team that might be interested in him. But quite frankly, it really doesn't make any sense for the team at this point to ship off Brandon Ayuk. We'll see how that unfolds. Should Ayuk hold out of training camp for an extended period or at all?
There you go.
Wow. I feel like that was Shanny's voice or Lynch. Like, man, it sound like they're not giving in.
Not at this point anyway. 49er fans, what do you make of the press conference? You think Brandon Ayuk is going to play for the Niners this year?
And do you think he deserves what he's asking for if it's 30? Have we taken any calls to where they said that he's worth that? Like, I don't put him in that tier, Stoney, with the Lambs and Justin Jefferson. That's just, he ain't there yet. I feel like he has the potential to get there, but if that's what he's asking for, that's where he went wrong.
I don't know what he's asking for. I don't know what the Niners offered, if they're even offering him anything. You know, the one thing that I do think it's interesting to think of Klay Thompson in this moment. And the reality of the situation is apparently after Klay Thompson was offered 2 years and $48 million, that was it. That was the last offer.
And that evaporated.
Exactly. So if John Lynch is telling us that they put their best foot forward, maybe there's nowhere else to go in terms of raising the asking price. There is no raising of the asking price, perhaps, is what he's trying to get at. Here's more John Lynch on whether or not the 49ers are waiting to get the contract done.
I don't. I'm impatient, you know, and it's I like going. And I think, again, we've had a lot of really talented players, and it's, you know, I think, you know, put our track record against anybody in terms of getting players signed. I wish it could happen quicker, you know, but I'm proud of our record.
All right, he's proud of the record.
And you know what's on that record, Stoney?
What?
Wins and losses, and I wonder if this is a loss because everybody else has got their bag.
So far, it looks that way. I'm liking replaying this because you hear things the second time that maybe you didn't hear the first time. This is more Lynch.
No date, you know, yesterday. We'll continue communication and, you know, keep working.
All right. Continue communication. I noticed you said communication, not negotiation.
Wow.
This is interesting. A lot of you knows there, that last one.
Yeah, we got a lot of people fighting good fights. Tony Seiden, Bosa, you know, signing when he did is a barometer or a metric, like nothing to see here. But he had a stinky season for his standards. He was tired and gassed. So nobody wants that to happen. But your boy's here. We'll see what he does if he takes full advantage of training camp.
All right, 888-957-9570. You've heard it all. You've heard from Lynch. You've heard from Shanahan. We kind of heard all summer from Brandon Ayuk. You're worried about where the Niners and Brandon Ayuk stand right now. And if they're not close and Brandon Ayuk isn't practicing, at what point do you push the panic button? Or do you say, hey, ship moves on without him? Hey, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Football is back.
Yes, sir.
Starts tomorrow. First day of training camp for the San Francisco 49ers. Bonte and Shasky will be at the Hilton Santa Clara on Wednesday and Thursday. Guru and I will be down there tomorrow from 10 to 2. So if you're in the neighborhood, come say hello. Hilton Santa Clara. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll be on the air, just like our work meetings are during our time. And maybe Bonte and Shasky, they'll be at practice, can pop on and tell us what they see. And
exactly.
Where Ayuk is at.
And whether Ayuk's going to practice or not. I'm not in the prediction business, but I'd be surprised if he does practice, but we'll see.
What would you advise him if he was your personal friend, Ayuk? You're not his agent, you're his friend. Would you say, dude, you'd be stupid to go out there and risk getting hurt?
I don't know what I would tell him.
That's what I would tell him.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could be over in one play.
And so don't go out there.
Yeah, and the only guy that ever did that was Dak Prescott, had his foot facing the wrong way, broke his ankle, but they paid him that offseason almost out of guilt. So I'll just leave that there.
It feels like the Niners aren't enthusiastic about getting something done.
You think? Well, at that, at his price.
Right. Right. So the question then becomes, what happens next? Mike Tannenbaum is a former Jets general manager now working for ESPN. He was asked about, what do you do if you're the Niners? What do you do if you're Ayuk? Take a listen.
Yeah, I think what's most instructive of what we saw Jalen Ramsey do when he was with the Jacksonville Jaguars that led to that big trade with the Rams, which is we don't have holdouts anymore, Green. We have hold-ins, meaning Brandon Ayuk shows up every day and he doesn't practice. And I know RC spoke to Brandon Ayuk on his podcast, The Pivot, and that's really going to be the determining factor here, which is, does he have, you know, the stubbornness really to sit there every day and not practice? It's really hard to do. At some point, your teammates are, you're sitting there. We have a chance to win a championship in a very meaningful way. They're going to want you to play. And can he sit there day in and day out and force John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan's hand? So right now we don't know, but I will say this, the 49ers just have to try really be more patient than whatever Brandon Ayuk's stubbornness is.
Oh, there you go. Mike Tannenbaum, former Jets general manager, now working for ESPN. He was also the executive vice president in Miami.
Yeah, and Lynch told us today, Stoney, he's not an impatient person. He's impatient.
Yeah. Well, he could rectify that if he wants. I'm just not sure they want to. Let's go to one of our main men, Grandpa Daddy. What's up, Grandpa? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, how you doing, gentlemen?
Hey.
Oh, God, what a beautiful day. Just got done pouring the concrete.
Nice.
60 lineal feet, concrete wall,
yeah.
Retaining wall,
oh, yeah.
4 feet high,
mm-hmm.
over there in Temescal, in Temescal District.
You know, Grandpa,
word, man.
Grandpa, let me tell you something. You say retaining wall. Guru's never...
Are
done a retaining wall.
Are you kidding me?
Guru's not a big blue-collar guy like
one
you
one
and me.
One of my best friends, Galen Fanny, owns AAA Concrete. I used to ride with him when I didn't work, and he would take care of me, but I've seen it all.
You're a great salesman, which makes you a white-collar.
These hands work too, Steiny.
All
I'm a deer hunter. What's up, baby?
Okay. Good. I'm a painter, so, you know.
Hey, allegedly. Him and our boss. Allegedly. Yeah.
But, guys, listen. Brandon, are you? Look, man. You're good. He's good. But he ain't all that in the bag of chips plus tax. Be careful about what you do, bro, because you know what? You can play yourself out of pocket. You know about that, Guru. People know, Guru, from the game, you can be too, your ego can be too big. I ain't talking about you, Guru.
All
I'm just
right.
saying,
Whoa.
You know people like that, Guru.
Yeah, right. All
now, I'm not talking about you, Guru. I don't want you to take it the wrong way. I'm just saying, I say you know about that, Guru.
Oh, yes, I do.
You come from the game, Guru.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dudes be playing themselves out of pocket, man.
Yeah.
He's going to play himself out of pocket. And you're right, Steiny. It's all about timing. His timing's bad, dude. He ain't got no leverage.
Yeah,
and Shanahan, the 49ers, they know how to deal with people like this. They've been doing this a long time, dog. They ain't going to let no youngster just play them out of pocket. If he don't come to camp, well, he'll come to camp. If he don't want to play, they already made moves to replace him. So, Brandon, take your money, man. Look, they put their best foot forward, bro. You are not worth top dollar change in the market type of salary guy. You're good, but you ain't all.
Wow. Thanks, Grandpa.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
So John Lynch said the 49ers put their best foot forward. The question is, Goo, do you think he's just doing the hokey pokey?
Nah, when you say
and
something like
that. And he puts
like
his one foot in and now it's back out.
I'm going to give you a one.
Yeah, that was pretty lame.
But listen, Stoney.
Yeah.
He's letting you know why it's being held up. And now here I go. I'm speaking for
What do you mean?
He's letting you know Brandon and his camp are being greedy.
Well, that's what he says.
Yeah, but when you say we put our best foot forward, you feel like they're yanking your chain. Or they're being just ridiculous.
Yeah,
and that's why it's quiet on the set right now.
I don't give him all that.
Mm.
Like, just because John Lynch said we put our, you know.
Well,
we
what about
put
the reportedly the $26 million offer? We
I don't
both
know.
Decided that might be fair market value for Brandon. We can't speak for him, but if you think you're worth 30, bud, or more, that's what that sounds like when I hear a general manager say, we put our best foot forward. Basically telling you they have not, or they're being ridiculous.
Well, that's, again, to me, from the organization's side. And I think in a situation like this, most people will side with the organization because the bottom line is Aiyuk's still under contract. And
that's the cold part.
And the fifth-year option is something we all sign up for. So I took that quote by John Lynch as saying they're prepared to do that. But just because John Lynch says, you know, we put our best foot forward, I don't necessarily think, well, that means Brandon Aiyuk should have taken it. Yeah. Maybe that best foot forward was $21 million.
Right, I don't know. Right, right.
So John Lynch is just trying to set up a narrative in which, yeah, he wants to kind of pin it on Aiyuk and say, we're trying to get something done, but he doesn't want to get something done. And I'm sure Brandon Aiyuk, like he said on TikTok, is feeling like they don't want him. That they don't want him bad enough.
Okay, but let's start there. Debo, he scrubbed his socials. Okay, but he wasn't flirting with another starting quarterback like Brandon had done.
Maybe.
And putting cryptic messages of the Commander logo. Like, it was almost childish.
I mean,
I'm just neither here nor there, but...
Well, I would assume it's neither here nor there, but there's a lot we don't know here. Maybe the 49ers have been really turned off by what he's done in the offseason. I still find it hard to believe that anything he's done in the offseason would jeopardize the fact that they want him back. I think this started long before Brandon Aiyuk ever started giving indications that he didn't think the 49ers wanted him enough. But I don't know. I mean, the 49ers got over everything Deebo Samuel did in terms of a trade request. Maybe Brandon Aiyuk has stepped over a line. But I don't think an organization would be petty enough to use that as the reason they're not going to pay him. I think they're not paying him what he wants because they don't think he's worth it. They have a budget. They're not going over it. All that kind of stuff.
Wow. I can't get past the fifth-year option. At the end of the day, I can sit here and say, it feels kind of cold, Stani, unfamily-like, but it's a business, and guys have played throughout the years of the NFL on that fifth year.
Kyle Shanahan was asked about one contract that did get done this summer, and that was Christian McCaffrey's.
It's always tough with all this stuff, just everything that the question guy is asking pertaining to contracts and stuff. And it's a whole challenge that you got to understand the market and how that works in the league. And you also got to understand what works for our team and how to build your own team with it. And there's two things that you're constantly weighing, and it's not easy to figure out. And there's never an obvious right way or wrong way. You try to figure out the best way, and it's a lot of stuff goes into that. And to be able to get Christian here with what he's done the last couple of years and what we plan on him doing for the next few years, we're really excited to get that done and felt great about it.
Wow. That's our best player or one of them. Nothing to see here. But to that point, Bosa is their best player, and it went to the fourth quarter.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. We're talking about Brandon Aiyuk and what John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan just said about the situation. Whether he's going to practice or not tomorrow, we'll see. I got to believe he's not going to, but various reports are suggesting that he will show up or either has shown up or will show up to 49ers camp. But we will see whether he's practicing or not, and we'll find out whether this is a hold-in or not.
What's the old moniker amongst the leagues and athletes? You don't talk about the next man's chicken. But I do wonder tomorrow when that locker room's open, or if it's open today, if Deebo or anybody else comments on the situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Fred Warner was on with Willard and Dibbs. Here's what he said yesterday about Aiyuk.
This is part of it, you know. Obviously, when you're a part of such a talented roster, I feel like this is something that goes on every season, and it's a good issue to have, because obviously that means that your players are performing at such a high level that you know, you have to have these kind of conversations, and it's part of the business. And so, you know, obviously we all just let them handle that, and you know, when he's back, and we'll welcome him with open arms.
That's Fred Warner yesterday with Willard and Dibbs. Not wanting to get into specifics, but says these are good problems because it means you got a lot of good players, yeah, and you're trying to figure out how best to dole out the money.
Yeah, I would just retort to Fred, like, Fred, it's not who gets left out. A lot of guys got to go elsewhere, and that weakens your team. And that's what I believe would happen if Ayuk was no longer Brandon Ayuk, San Francisco 49er.
49er fans, do you feel like the team might be closer to trading Ayuk right now than at any point during the offseason? Or do you feel like after hearing John Lynch, he basically is saying, no, we're not trading Brandon Ayuk? He did say we're listening. He said everything. He said they're listening. He said the fifth-year option's a part of the NFL. He said they got to figure out the right number, where they're at, all the usual stuff. And it all leads to Brandon Ayuk still doesn't have a contract extension, and we're going to find out whether he's going to play for $14 million on that fifth year.
Let me run this by you.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't like about that sound about the best foot forward, now I'm honing in on that, is that lets me know, Stoney, there's nothing else for them to do. They feel like they've exhausted all possibilities. When you say we put our best foot forward, from a Niner standpoint, that tells me numbers are not getting changed. It is what it is.
Well, let me ask you this. What would have been the difference, or what could be the difference, between Bosa and Ayuk? In other words, I'll bet you John Lynch thought they'd put their best foot forward with Bosa in August, but apparently they didn't, because it went down to the wire.
But there
it
was into the leverage was Bosa on Bosa's side.
Yeah, exactly.
He is their defense. So he was never not going to be in red and gold. By all accounts, and the people that call and text, Steiny, people feel like, and I guess I'm going to be looking with a keen eye, that Brandon Ayuk is replaceable, like he's just another guy.
See, I wouldn't go that far. I don't think the 49ers are saying that. I think they're saying, we like Brandon Ayuk. We think he's really, really good. We can't pay him a certain number. I don't know whether it's 28 or 30. But I don't think you're ever going to hear the Niners say that, oh, we'll be better off without him. But you also have to portray the confidence that, you know what, if he doesn't come, then we will go with Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall.
And that's where I was just going to, and this no shade of Ricky Pearsall, but let's just stop there. Stoney, that draft pick was for a reason. And I didn't know about Pearsall at Arizona State. I don't know if you did, but my point is, if that's who they deem could fill Brandon's shoes, then they are speaking with their actions in regard to, not saying Brandon's no good, but it ain't Jerry Rice we're trying to replace.
You're
and
right
he's asking
that.
For Jerry Rice money in regard to being up there with Justin Jefferson and Devontae Adams.
Let's go to Steel Toe. Steel Toe in San Mateo. What's going on, Toe?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru.
Hey.
Appreciate the show. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the 49ers is making a big, fat mistake not signing Brandon Ayuk. They lost the Super Bowl last year because they have no deep ball threat. And Brandon Ayuk is his only deep ball threat they can do. And Debo is like wearing down, just like Travis Henry, Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott. If you keep using Debo like a running back, he's going to wear down. And same thing with McCaffrey. What pisses me off about Kyle Shanahan, he doesn't use a two running back system to relieve McCaffrey so he could have more energy in the fourth quarter. So you need Brandon Ayuk. I want the 49ers to add more deep ball threats with Brandon Ayuk. If you don't do that, I think that Jim Harbaugh is going to win a Super Bowl before Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, wow. Hey, before you go, turn on the Super Bowl again, because I'm hearing a lot of this about Brandon's game. He can't get deep. He got deep in the Super Bowl twice, my version of deep, and the balls were overthrown. So when people say, you can't get deep, I just want to, like, are we so sure? He can get by guys.
Yeah, the problem was during the regular season, you didn't throw it deep enough to get chemistry with Brock Purdy. Why are you going to pay Brock Purdy $50 million? He has no deep ball threat.
Wow. I get great point.
Yeah, great point. Thanks, Steel Toe. Appreciate the call.
Do you think the deep passing game is a part of the Niners' arsenal?
Not really.
I hate that.
Well, it's because they don't have a quarterback that's whose strength that is, and they don't have a receiver whose strength that is.
We talked about Purdy's arm strength being stronger. I think he can throw it. They don't try it enough.
Of course.
What happened in the playoff game against Detroit? That was a long pass. The one that hit off the head, and IU caught it.
Well, is that a good pass?
No, I thought it was picked off. The dude was sitting there waiting, but my point is, I would like to see Kyle open that up.
I think the reason he doesn't open it up is because the personnel of the 49ers doesn't have a burner. We all hear Ayuk's really good at running routes, but how is he on a fly pattern? Yeah. I don't know. But
I give him 50 or 60.
Exactly. I don't think they think he is that guy. And I don't think they think Purdy can make that throw, right now. And that's why they do that's why they have the offensive system that they have. I don't have a problem with that. I mean,
Matt Ryan, when he was in Atlanta, and won an MVP, and he was chucking that thing, and they had two good running backs, and Kyle was OC. But maybe that's what Trey Lance was supposed to be, Stoney, the guy that can make all the throws. But damn, I don't want to say Brock can't make the deep pass.
Why not? Because
we don't see him enough to worry.
Weakest part of his game and they don't want to use that?
But how about you find out?
You think they don't find out in practice?
Donnie, stop.
Oh, come on.
Do you think Kyle Shanahan doesn't know
what Purdy does well and what he doesn't do well? Isn't that what a coach is supposed to do?
I feel like I'm going against myself.
Put him in positions to succeed.
But maybe that's why the balls in the Super Bowl that I said Ayuk was open were overthrown. But you never not do it again.
My point,
stretch the defense.
My point is, if Brock Purdy's got a list of 10 characteristics that are positive, and Kyle Shanahan says, you know, the one thing he doesn't do is he's not great over 50 yards or over 40 yards. And you know what? Come to think of it, we don't have a guy like Tyreek Hill anyway. So, you know, we're not going to utilize that very often at all. Kyle Shanahan, I gotta believe, knows Brock Purdy's game inside and out. And that's what a coach does. Now, you can question whether he's making the right decisions, but I think he thinks, looking at the entire personnel of the 49ers, that he wants McCaffrey to carry it 20 times a game. He wants to throw it to McCaffrey 7 or 8 times a game out of the backfield. He wants to throw it to Ayuk. Have Ayuk get about 6 catches, Debo 4 runs and 4 passes and a couple runs, and that's the best way that our offense can function. If I don't think we have the personnel, either a quarterback or wide receiver, for the deep threat, it would be like a team with no big men wanting to post up all the time when it might not be their strength.
Yeah. No, and D. Lou on the chat says football's more than deep passes. No doubt, and Kyle's mastered that. But when you go up against good defenses and they can keep you in a box because you have no deep threat, or you choose not to throw it deep to keep them honest, maybe that's why, and that's the answer to my question about the pedestrian offense in the playoffs when it comes go time. Because that wasn't happening with Montana. That wasn't happening with Rice. It wasn't happening with Steve Young.
Right.
They were being the same vertical.
Right.
So all I'm asking is attempts.
That's where we get into trouble. Mm. No. So Brock Purdy's not Steve Young. He's not Joe Montana, and Ayuk's not Rice. We can't use those guys. Those guys are legends. Yeah, okay,
but that doesn't mean you can't stretch the field. And this conversation started because a caller, and he's not the only one, said Ayuk can't get deep. He can get vertical.
Well, you don't. I don't know that. Well, I don't know that.
Okay, so you're giving him no credit for the Detroit catch when in the playoff game that kept the game alive. They dialed up a long pass. It hit off the helmet, but he caught it.
Right. So Kyle Shanahan probably looks at that as like a lucky play, and it should have been intercepted. Listen, I don't know, but I'm telling you that if Kyle Shanahan is the genius offensively that everybody thinks he is, then he must not think. And by the way, do they not go long? Like, do they not go long as much as other teams? I'd have to see some numbers there. I don't know.
Because they damn sure didn't do it in the playoffs outside that one that I'm talking to you about. And Uncle Ludie makes a great point. You also need a better O-line to throw deep. But the O-line's been good enough the way that they've been calling the game, Stoney, up until the last game, two out of the last 5 years, up into the NFC Championship losses. So I'm not saying scrap the offense. I'm just saying, can you grow or evolve? And we see some longer deep passes, unless you might be right. Well, or if you say Brock can't make those type of throws.
From the Xfinity Mobile text line, the 925, Purdy led the league in deep ball accuracy. I mean, I don't know. Is that true? 40 yards or over, 30 yards or over, whatever it is.
I'll say this to that, Scotty. Yeah. It may be true. It don't feel like it. And it damn sure didn't feel like it in the Super Bowl.
Well, Brock Purdy can throw the deep pass, says the 925. Better than you think. He has some, he's got a great record.
Yeah, he has 20 plus yards.
I mean, that's nothing to scoff at. It's nothing to scoff at. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll come back and we'll talk more about Brandon Ayuk. I also haven't given praise to somebody who's
your shout out
deserves praise. But what are you thinking about Brandon Ayuk? What is going on with Brandon Ayuk? You think he's going to be playing week one for the San Francisco 49ers. If you're a fan that says there's nothing to see here, do you still feel like there's nothing to see here? Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.